track 6, and we rapidly return to the news stories. The local decontamination unit was called to an incident in the Torquay area. The Environmental Protection Unit, or EPU, from Newton Abbott Fire Station was mobilised to an incident in Torquay on Tuesday, the 22nd of August. Upon arriving at the scene, the team were tasked with setting up a decontamination area for both themselves as well as for the Hazardous Area Response Team, or HART. Newton Abbott firefighters set about erecting a mass decontamination shower structure known as an MD4 so that the gas-tight suit operatives could be decontaminated in a safe manner. And there's a picture of a very substantial-looking temporary unit in black and yellow in a woodland setting. And they say this call out was a good opportunity for all three of the emergency services to work jointly together and understand each other's ways of working. But there's no more information given about what the incident actually involved.
Mayor's message for Ukraine guests. Tynmouth recognised Ukraine's Independence Day with a ceremony and flag raising in the town centre. Mayor Councillor Joan Atkins led the commemorations, describing it as perhaps one of the hardest things I've had to do as town mayor. She said while the day should have been a celebration, the war against Russia continued with President Zelensky leading an heroic fight. She paid tribute to the many Ukrainian people who fled their homes and travelled with their families to find safety. Speaking at the ceremony, she said some have settled here in Tynmouth, hosted by English families that have opened their homes to them, helped them to settle in a try to carry on their lives. Our host families are owed thanks from us all for their generosity and the efforts that they, community leaders and organisations such as Teambridge Community Voluntary Services and Volunteering in Health and many more have made in helping them feel safe and welcome in our country. She said Ukraine deserved the greatest admiration for continuing its robust defence of its lands and independence. She said they should know that we stand with them in solidarity and support for their right to live in freedom. Those in attendance, including one Ukrainian refugee now living in Tynmouth, observed a minute's silence as the flag was raised. Councillor Atkins said the event was to reflect on the loss of life, both military and civilian, the devastation to property and the environment and the need to ongoing support for Ukraine. And there's a photograph of one Ukrainian woman in the picture and also of Councillor Joan Atkins giving her speech.
And Ukrainian Independence Day was also marked in Dawlish with a ceremony at the piazza. In recognition of the Ukraine nationals who have made Dawlish their home since the Russian invasion, Dawlish Town Council organised the ceremony. After a speech by the mayor, which was translated by Inna Yevko, there was a reading and prayer by Mark Jones on behalf of Christians Together in Dawlish and District. Sunflowers were given to many of those attending, as they are Ukraine's national flower.
This week, the GCSE exam results have been received across the district, and there are 5 pages of the paper devoted to reports and dozens of pictures. Very, very briefly, the incredible students at Teen School Kinstainton have been praised for their determination and hard work, which has paid off in their GCSE results. Students at Newton Abbott College have achieved some excellent results, despite all the challenges presented by the last few years. Students at South Dartmoor Community College are celebrating impressive GCSE results. Despite the national trend of a tightening in grades, they've been successful in their academic performance. The vast majority met or outperformed their targets, placing them in a strong position nationally. South Devon UTC is like no other. We develop our students ready for the world of work and are hugely proud of the students who achieved an array of outstanding GCSE and BTEC examination results. And a day of celebration is how head teacher Helen Coulson described GCSE exam results day at Coombs Head Academy in Newton Abbot. She said, "Our congratulations go out to our Year 11 pupils who received their GCSE results today." And finally, against a national backdrop of falling GCSE outcomes, reflecting the government's commitment to bring grades down following the COVID spikes, Stover School reports it's delighted that it has not been the case at Stover. A spokesperson for the school said, "Our Year 11 pupils have recorded outcomes that reflect the school's previous year's GCSE results. Over 85% of the current cohort recorded grades at level 4 or above, compared to the national figure of 68%. And I have to say that I would not have wanted to go through the couple of years that our students have had to face in the last couple of years. So well done to all of them.
And on the same theme, the headline is "Top Grades for Local Hero Ella." Community hero Ella Osborne is Millfield's highest achieving student this results day, with 9 9s and an A in additional maths, which is the highest grade available. The 16-year-old from Tynmouth joined Millfield as a boarder in year 9 and is also a passionate charity worker. While studying for her exams, Ella volunteers at a local youth centre during the holidays on Friday nights and works with a local charity called Assist to help raise money and provide care to other people and those with disabilities who are older. Last year, she spent the 10-week summer break caring for a child with special needs. She said, "I looked after a boy with autism, and each week throughout the summer, we took him to a different place, such as the beach or play parks. Doing this made me want to do more volunteer work in my local community. I like helping people and find volunteering very rewarding, and it helped me achieve both my bronze and silver Duke of Edinburgh's award." Throughout the year, Ella has taken part in beach cleans, multiple community events, volunteered at a local library, and regularly serves cream teas at a local retirement home. She's also an accomplished swimmer and a keen academic. Trampolining championships. She was selected for the Swim England Phase 1 programme and has taken part in Maths and Languages Olympiads. Ella is also a member of Millfield's Combined Cadet Force, and she's able to balance her academics alongside her other commitments. As an aspiring dentist, she plans to take A-level biology, chemistry and PE, and will continue her charity work volunteering at an animal shelter next summer. She said, "With the help of my teachers, I've not only enjoyed my experience at Millfield so far, but I have developed a love for my subjects in learning. I look forward to my next 2 years in sixth form, as I'll be able to delve into my studies further and achieve whatever my future entails."
And continuing the thread, students' exams resilience praised. The Ivy Education Trust, responsible for 3 secondary schools in Teignbridge, is celebrating the successes and achievements of their students in this year's GCSE and Level 2 BTEC qualifications. A spokesman said, "Across Dawlish, Newton Abbot and Tynmouth, there are so many reasons to be so proud of the resilience and determination displayed by this particular cohort of students. The last normal year of school they had was Year 7, their very first year of secondary education." Paul Cornish, an Executive Director of Education for the Trust, said, "We could not be prouder of all that the students have achieved across our schools this year."